Of course, you can always see more at WTUZ.com. Social media, too. We're active on Facebook and Twitter at 99.9 FM WTUZ. Hey, I guess folks were active yesterday filing their last-minute tax returns after there was a one-day extension, right? Because the IRS had their website basically crash with millions of people trying to file at the last minute. Michelle Spring, if I were to ask you that the IRS released their number of, in terms of millions of people, as of yesterday morning when their system reopened online, as of yesterday morning, how many
millions?
Yeah, how many millions of returns did they process and file as of yesterday morning? All these people doing them late. Try and guess as to how many.
10 million?
14 million people. You procrastinators.
Oh my God.
You last minuters.
No wonder it crashed.
Listen, I am one. My last name's McElroy, okay? There's a long list of procrastination and putting things off in my family. But waiting until the last possible second to do your taxes, I just don't know what purpose that may serve, or it's just bound to stress you out, right?
Yeah.
Who wakes up on the day of, they go, what's today? Oh, crap, gotta go get my tax. Today's the last day, gotta get my tax. I mean, come on.
There are people out there like that.
I get it. I get it. And I thought about this. What if, say if somebody wants to use that money for something, and they know if they file and they get their return, they're going to spend it on something they don't want. Maybe they're trying to plan a summer vacay or something. Maybe they're just waiting to the last possible second, so they'll get their money later so they don't spend it. Man, that's kind of the only reason I could think of somebody waiting till the last minute. File.
Usually people do it as soon as you can file because they want that money.
Right. Right. Some people, if they need it that bad, they'll go out and, hey, let me get a $2,000 loan. Yeah, I'll pay you back when I get my tax return. They'll spend it before they even get it.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Spend it before you get it. Hey, you lived in Cleveland, spent a lot of time there, downtown and everything. Mm-hmm. I've come across this gentleman a couple of times through sporting events there in downtown, and some of you may have. That's the sax man. You hear the sax man died?
Yeah, I shared that the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah,
he's like an icon downtown. When you come out of a Cavs game or a Tribe game, he's right there on the corner, right by that parking garage every single time. So it'll be really sad this year not having him there.
But he entertained people by, of course,
all the time
playing his saxophone.
Mm-hmm. He was so nice.
Normally dressed in red, wasn't he? Normally
mm-hmm.
dressed in
yeah.
his red getup. He passed away, age of 65. His sister told the public that. Maurice Reedus Jr. was his name. But like I said, all of us just simply knew him as the sax man.
The sax man.
Poor sax man is gone, but hey, his saxophone hopefully lives on, and maybe somebody will pick it up in his honor. Maybe clean it off, clean that mouthpiece off a little bit.
You don't, I know.
You don't know where this guy has been.
Right.
But
I remember during the Cavs, when they won the NBA title, he was walking up and down. He was walking up and down East 4th, because normally he's in that same spot every time.
Yeah.
But the downtown was crazy that night, and he was just walking up and down playing the sax. He was just the happiest man ever, and I mean everyone was happy, but I just remember him in particular.
Yeah. I thought it was funny the statistics that came out with all the babies born in Northeast Ohio like 9 months after the
Cavaliers. Know a girl that happened to.
Really?
She calls it the NBA, the Cavs NBA baby or something.
Yeah,
like that.
The Cavs championship baby. Yeah,
crazy.
The Cavs hoisted the trophy. Everybody's happy. You look at your significant other, or it could have been a rando. You never know. Hey,
I
now.
Hope not.
Hey, now. We're all feeling good. The Cavs are winners. Anyway. Hey, they're feeling like winners in Saudi Arabia. We all know it's an ultra-conservative country, is Saudi Arabia. They haven't even been able to show movies to their citizens since, 1980. Ban on all movie
really?
Theaters. There's bans on things that would blow your mind over there.
I didn't know that.
In Saudi Arabia. But yesterday, for the first time in decades, people in Saudi Arabia got to go to a movie theater as they showed up on the big screen, Hollywood's blockbuster hit, Black Panther, for everybody to see. First time, and it's going to be an ongoing thing now as they try to warm up to some Western ideals, I guess, if you want to
say. I wonder why they chose that movie.
I don't know.
Because it was so successful here?
Probably because it's almost earned like $1 billion, maybe. I don't know. Public movie screening, though, it's been banned since, like I said, 1980-something there in Saudi Arabia.
I don't go to the movies that often anyways, to be honest.
Last movie you went and witnessed there in theaters, can you recall what it may have been?
I don't.
As I rack my brain, I really couldn't remember. Yeah, I really couldn't tell you.
I don't go to the movies that often. With Netflix and all of those other streaming services, it's kind of taken that away, which is sad. But I don't know.
It's just the way of the world.
I know. I don't know the last time.
It's a wave of maybe some new beginnings there in Saudi Arabia, though.
That's good.
Prince Mohammed bin Salman is kind of pushing through a bunch of major social reforms. And with a little bit of support from his father, the king over there, trying to get the majority of the population, which is mostly young folks over there in Saudi Arabia now, trying to satisfy their desires with movies and letting maybe women drive. They say that's next on the pipeline.
Oh.
Letting women drive. They're coming a long way. They're really behind. Coming a long way. Hey, some things that they don't allow there in Saudi Arabia. You want a little list?
Yeah, give me some.
All right, here we go. I got to peep all the way over. They don't celebrate Valentine's Day, for one.
It's kind of a lame holiday, to be honest.
No social mixing whatsoever. This may be changing too soon in Saudi Arabia. The mixing of sexes at malls and restaurants cannot happen. That's right. You can't have...
What do you mean by that?
You can't have men talking with females, like out at a restaurant or anything like that. No.
Really?
No social mixing.
That's weird.
Gender mixing, if you will. The movies, we all know, were banned, but that's now lifted there. Bacon banned. That's enough right there. It's enough to keep me out of Saudi Arabia right there. Very rich country, though.
Extremely.
It's like one of the richest countries in the world, if not the. Bacon banned. Music school. You know,
that's a shame.
No choir classes, no band practice there for students in Saudi Arabia. Gyms for girls, if you want to stay fit, you're going to have to do it inside of your own home. There are no gyms for girls there in Saudi Arabia. I mean, females really can't do anything in Saudi Arabia. You can't work. You can't roam. No roaming women. Women traveling without permission is banned. So you need permission to go somewhere. In Saudi Arabia. If you're a woman, can I go to the grocery store? What do you need? Spaghetti sauce. Nope. Denied. Sorry. Women behind the wheel. That's also changing, too. Also, one thing banned in Saudi Arabia. Every other god, only their god, is allowed
Seriously, is that what it says?
That's what it says right here on this list. Banned other religions. Speaking of which, I think it's funny, inside this movie theater in Saudi Arabia, which is brand new, they showed Black Panther there last night, first movie showed in decades in Saudi Arabia. They did have a separate portion of the movie theater to accommodate those folks who wanted to go pray for those daily Muslim prayer times. Can we pause this? Black Panther, please. I gotta go praise Allah real quick. Gotta go get my daily prayers in. You pause this, then you hear booze, everybody. Boo!
Oh, no.
Anyway.
It makes me thankful that we live in America.
Makes you feel blessed, right?
Yes.
That you can actually, if you're a female,
drive
to work and, and actually vote.
And go get spaghetti whenever I want it.
And it's spaghetti sauce whenever the heck you may need it. Even if you're not making spaghetti, you just want spaghetti sauce.